Delving into question 5 takes a lot more than just a slide in this presentation. However, for the purpose of our example, we will cover the basic requirements when dealing with mathematical processes. So, question 5. How is the content accessible? Typically, as long as you can provide a transcript of your content that can be read by the hearing impaired or read by screen readers for the blind, you have made it accessible at this stage of our laws and technology. Keep in mind, transcripts may not be sufficient depending on the tool you use and what you're demonstrating. For instance, our example is demonstrating a mathematical process. A transcript wouldn't be sufficient for a visually impaired student. Demonstrating a process is visually dependent, so a transcript could hinder learning for a visually impaired student. Captions would provide the best options so the student can follow along. Now, you will have to be cognizant in the future about how the technology tools you use play a factor in equally accessible content.